I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Media Reloaded. My name is Lori Anderson, joining you as your host today, January 3rd, 2018. And Tom will not be with us today. Please keep him in your prayers as he is not feeling well. We will miss Tom tonight, unless he might surprise us. That would be nice. Also, of course, Eric Hughes Jones, courtroom observers and the Freedom Screamer. He is also with us, the host of the Freedom Screamer. And we will also be having Chris with us this evening. I have some amazing news. We are America. The year 2018 came in with a bang. And I wanted to share some really important information. As a lot of you know, that most of the mainstream media likes to focus a lot on the negative, but really some amazing things are happening from the ground up. And we always strive to report on things that usually others will not report on, but we also encourage all the time, we encourage individuals to get out and do something, even if it is something that you see as small. It can make a huge difference in an individual's life. So before I go into an amazing story, I wanted to share with you a speech. And this speech is Rick Rigsby. And the title of it is The Wisdom of a Third Grade Dropout. I want to share this with you because his message is so powerful. And I believe it needs to be heard around the world. Mike, if you would please play LV1. All right, so while Mike is getting that pulled up for The Wisdom of a Third Grade Dropout.
Person I ever met in my life. A third grade dropout. Why is this and dropout in the same sentence is rather oxymoronic? Like jumbo shrimp. Mm-hmm. Like fun run. Ain't nothing fun about it. Like Microsoft Works. Y'all don't hear me. I used to say like country music, but I've lived in Texas so long. I love country music now. I hunt, I fish, I have cowboy boots and cowboy... Y'all, I'm a black neck, redneck. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? No longer oxymoronic for me to say country music. And it's not oxymoronic for me to say third grade and dropout. That third grade dropout, the wisest person I ever met in my life, who taught me to combine knowledge and wisdom to make an impact, was my father. A simple cook. Wisest man I ever met in my life. Just a simple cook. Left school in the third grade to help out on the family farm, but just because he left school doesn't mean his education stopped. Mark Twain once said, I've never allowed my schooling to get in the way of my education. My father taught himself how to read, taught himself how to write, decided in the midst of Jim Crowism, as America was breathing the last gasp of the Civil War, my father decided he was going to stand and be a man. Not a black man, not a brown man, not a white man, but a man. He literally challenged himself to be the best that he could all the days of his life. I have 4 degrees. My brother is a judge. We're not the smartest ones in our family. It's a third grade dropout daddy. A third grade dropout daddy who was quoting Michelangelo, saying to us, boys, I won't have a problem if you aim high and miss, but I'm going to have a real issue if you aim low and hit. A country mother quoting Henry Ford, saying, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. I learned that from a third grade drop. Simple lessons. Lessons like these. Son, you'd rather be an hour early than a minute late. We never knew what time it was at my house because the clocks were always ahead. My mother said for nearly 30 years, my father left the house at 3:45 in the morning. One day she asked him, why, Daddy? He said, maybe one of my boys will catch me in the act of excellence. I want to share 2 things with you. Aristotle said, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence ought to be a habit, not an act. Don't ever forget that. I know you're tough, but always remember to be kind. Always. Don't ever forget that. Never embarrass Mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If Daddy ain't happy, don't nobody care. But, you know, I'm trying to tell you. Next lesson. Lesson from a cook over there in the galley. Son, make sure your servant's towel is bigger than your ego. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Y'all might have a relative in mind you want to send that to. Let me say it again. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person. John Wooden coached basketball at UCLA for a living, but his calling was to impact people. And with all those national championships, guess what he was found doing in the middle of the week? Going into the cupboard, grabbing a broom, and sweeping his own gym floor. You want to make an impact? Find your broom. Every day of your life, you find your broom. You grow your influence that way. That way you're attracting people so that you can impact them. Final lesson. Son, if you're going to do a job, do it right. I've always been told how average I can be. Always been criticized about being average. But I want to tell you something. I stand here before you, before all of these people, not listening to those words, but telling myself every single day to shoot for the stars, to be the best that I can be. Good enough isn't good enough if it can be better. And better isn't good enough if it can be best. Let me close with a very personal story that I think will bring all this into focus. Wisdom will come to you in the unlikeliest of sources, a lot of times through failure. When you hit rock bottom, remember this. While you're struggling, rock bottom can also be a great foundation on which to build and on which to grow. I'm not worried that you'll be successful. I'm worried that you won't fail from time to time. The person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing, that's the person that will continue to grow their influence. Back in the 70s, to help me make this point, let me introduce you to someone. I met the finest woman I'd ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Back in my day, we'd have called her a brick house. This woman was the finest woman I'd ever seen in my life. There's just one little problem. Back then, ladies didn't like big old linemen. The blind side hadn't come out yet. They like quarterbacks and running backs. We're at this dance, and I find out her name is Trina Williams from Lompoc, California. And we're all dancing, and we're just excited. And I decide in the middle of dancing with her that I would ask her for her phone number. Trina was the only woman in college who gave me her real telephone number. The next day, we walked to Baskin and Robbins ice cream parlor. My friends couldn't believe it. This has been 40 years ago, and my friends still can't believe it. We go on a second date, and a third date, and a fourth date. Mm-hmm. We drive from Chico to Vallejo so that she could meet my parents. My father meets her. My daddy, my hero, he meets her, pulls me to the side and says, is she psycho? But anyway, we go together for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. By now, Trina's a senior in college. I'm still a freshman, but I'm working some things out. I'm so glad I graduated in four terms. Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan. So now it's time to propose. So I talk to her girlfriends, and it's California. It's in the 70s, so it has to be outside. You have to have a candle, and you have to have, you know, some chocolate. Listen, I'm from the hood. I had a bottle of Boone's Farm wine. That's what I had. She said yes. That was the key. I married the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. Y'all ever been to a wedding, and even before the wedding starts, you hear this? How in the world? And it was coming from my side of the family. We get married. We have a few children. Our lives are great. One day, Trina finds a lump in her left breast. Breast cancer. 6 years after that diagnosis, me and my two little boys walked up to mommy's casket. And for 2 years, my heart didn't beat. If it wasn't for my faith in God, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for those two little boys, there would have been no reason for which to go on. I was completely lost. That was rock bottom. You know what sustained me? The wisdom of a third grade dropout. The wisdom of a simple cook. We're at the casket. I'd never seen my dad cry. But this time I saw my dad cry. That was his daughter. Trina was his daughter, not his daughter-in-law. And I'm right behind my father about to see her for the last time on this earth. And my father shared three words with me that changed my life right there at the casket. It would be the last lesson he would ever teach me. He said, son, just stand. You keep standing. You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. And as clearly as I'm talking to you today, these were some of her last words to me. She looked me in the eye and she said, it doesn't matter to me any longer how long I live. What matters to me most is how I live. I ask y'all one question, a question that I was asked all my life by a third grade dropout. How you living? How you living? Every day, ask yourself that question, how you living? Here's what a cook would suggest you to live this way. That you would not judge. That you would show up early. That you'd be kind. That you'd make sure that that servant's towel is huge and used. That if you're going to do something, you do it the right way. That cook would tell you this, that it's never wrong to do the right thing. That how you do anything is how you do everything. And in that way, you will grow your influence to make an impact. In that way, you will honor all those who have gone before you, who have invested in you. Look in those unlikeliest places for wisdom. Enhance your life every day by seeking that wisdom and asking yourself every night, how am I living? May God richly bless y'all. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. And one of the things I came across on January the 1st, 2018, was a plethora of emotions. I stumbled across a live stream off of Facebook, which is something I normally don't even frequent. And I didn't even realize it was a live stream, and I clicked on it, and I started watching. There was two men, January the 1st, 2018, that were out in the cold with a dog. It compelled me to watch just to see what they were doing. I did not know anything about these people. As I continued to watch, I understood they were out in negative 6-degree weather. Why was it negative 6 degrees? Because of the wind chill factor. In Detroit, Michigan, they were searching out homeless people that were sleeping or out in the cold so they wouldn't freeze to death. They were finding them to try to give them warm food and blankets. And it was really a miraculous thing to see. So this group is called Everybody Matters Detroit. In this awesome story to watch, with the works that they are doing to change lives on the ground, they're being that difference. They're standing for their neighbor. They're not waiting for the quote-unquote police to go fix the problem or the politicians to fix the problem. They are fixing the problem the best that they can. So as I watched, I was amazed. I watched them reach out to one of the homeless individuals. His name was Rico. A man that you could tell was very thankful, very appreciative. They gave him blankets. They gave him food. And then I watched something even more amazing. The people that were watching the live stream, there was over 700 at the time that I was on watching this live stream. They donated money to this group in order to be able to get Rico a hotel room. And they raised enough money to get Rico a hotel room for a week to keep him out of the severe cold. This was impressive, not only from citizens of the United States of America or the people of the United States of America, but people also from Canada and other parts of the world joined in. Unity in making a difference and trying to help save the lives of individuals that may not be able to do something about their situation at the time. Proving they cared. It didn't matter what politics the individual had. They didn't walk up to him and say, "Hey, are you Republican or Democrat?" It was about saving lives. It was about caring. So one of the individuals over this group, Everybody Matters Detroit, his name is Jeremiah Chappelle. And as I watched when they had raised the funds, he went to a hotel to try to rent a room for Rico to be able to stay for a week. As he was trying to rent the room, there was no problem whatsoever until he mentioned that it was a homeless man he was renting it for. Then anger ensued, because while AccuWeather was reporting that it was negative 6 degrees at the time, got the screenshots to prove it, the winds from the west-northwest were 13 miles an hour and gusts up to 13 miles an hour, 64 degrees humidity and 100% cloud cover. Warnings of animals, quote, animals across the country are needing rescue due to severe cold, unquote. And articles, quote, deadly cold temperatures continue to grip the U.S., unquote. This night hotel desk clerk from Baymont Inn and Suites off of Jefferson Street in Detroit had other ideas. When she found out that it was for a homeless man, she made the comment, quote, "We don't rent to those people," unquote. I watched in the live feed as a unity grew of people from Canada to the United States of America, reaching out to corporate headquarters, calling the hotel, calling media. They were refused service simply because Rico was homeless. Forget that he could have frozen to death. Forget that basic humanity can tell you even that lady could be only one check away from being homeless herself. But she didn't care about that at the time. So everybody and I watched and reached out, and hopefully we will have them on the show with us. Thank goodness some good has come out of it. And as you know, the Lord says in the Bible, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Well, that's exactly what happened in this situation. And yes, even though there's negative that happened, let me tell you the positive that happened out of it. WXYZ out of Detroit, Channel 7, ABC News actually covered it. There was enough push from the live viewers because they cared enough to say, this is not okay. And it's not. One of the individuals reached out to me and told me that they had changed the lady who had made her statement, tried to claim it, well, because he didn't have an ID. Well, he wasn't the one renting the room. They were right. Have anybody in your room that you pay for to visit you or to be in there. So the sadness that some people would actually do that angers you. But God always has things in control. Always does. So here is what has been reported out of WXYZ Detroit. Now, it says, quote, the goal was simple for Jeremiah Chappelle, to get Rico Thomas homeless now for 22 years off the streets, at least temporarily in the frigid cold. Chappelle is with a group called Everybody Matters Detroit. They spend their nights looking for people to feed, clothe, and shelter. Last night, Rico was one of them. With donations gathered on Facebook, Chappelle gathered enough money to rent a room at this Baymont Inn and Suites on Jefferson in Detroit. But he hit a snag. Quote, everything was fine until I mentioned it was a homeless man. She made the comment, we don't rent to those people, said Chappelle. He showed us the video of some of the interaction in which the woman at the hotel front desk was turning Chappelle away, instead referring him to speak to the manager the following day. Today, Channel 7 caught up with that manager, who said what the employee did was against company policy. He declined an on-camera interview, but did come out to greet the two men with an apology. Later in a statement, he said, quote, we apologize to Rico for the actions that our night shift employee took. Proper action has been taken, unquote. Management also took it one step further by committing to giving Rico a hotel room for an entire month, breakfast included. Rico told Channel 7 that he was overjoyed and moved by the manager's willingness to make it right. I'd like for you to hear that live report, and then I'm going to touch base on a couple of things about this. If you would, Mike, please play LV2. And while Mike is pulling that up,
man denied a room at a hotel despite having the money to pay for it. People trying to help him say they were told the hotel did not, quote, serve those people. But tonight, 7 Action News reporter Amir David tells us the manager is responding in an attempt to make things right.
We ran across Rico. He was sleeping in the pit in the basement of Hart Plaza.
The goal was simple for Jeremiah Chappelle: to get Rico Thomas, homeless now for 22 years, off the streets, at least temporarily, amidst this frigid cold.
Sometimes, like in my toes and fingers, I feel a little tingling situation, like a little tingling sensation. So therefore, I have to get up real quick and get out the cold, because I can't afford to get frostbitten.
It's because Rico's hands are quite busy in the summer when he works as a window washer. We highlighted his efforts in a story earlier this year. Chappelle, on the other hand, is with a group called Everybody Matters Detroit. They spend their nights looking for people to feed, clothe, and shelter. Last night, Rico was one of them. With donations gathered on Facebook, Chappelle had gathered enough money to rent him a room at this Baymont Inn and Suites on Jefferson Avenue.
Everything was fine until I mentioned that it was for a homeless man, and she made the comment, "We don't rent to those people."
Video of the interaction went live on Facebook. The woman at the front desk telling him he needed to talk to the manager.
Why can't you rent me a room?
Sir,
I'm putting it in my name.
No, I can't. I just talked to the manager.
You were fine with it until I mentioned that he was homeless.
Today, we caught up with that manager. He declined an on-camera interview, but did come out to greet the two men with an apology. Later, in a statement saying, "We apologize to Rico for the actions that our night shift employee took. Proper action has been taken." And the general manager said proper action in this case is, in fact, termination. As for Rico, he wants to help him out in a big way, so he is offering him a month's stay at the hotel, all expenses included, including breakfast. So at least during these very, very cold nights, he'll have a warm place to sleep. For now, Amira David, 7 Action News.
All right, glad he could get some help. Thank you so much, Amira, for the live report.
Thank you. America, the individuals who are involved in this, even the people who are from Canada, for making that difference. Now, here's the part that even though that negative happened, so much positive came from that. And unity from people all around. These individuals, I checked them out. It's a cause that is in Detroit, Michigan. You can find them on Facebook, Everybody Matters Detroit. Or you can type in Everybody Matters. They've got a yellow insignia with the hashtag Everybody Matters. And there will be a link below in the description box below for you to see what they do. They also have an ask if you're anywhere near in the Detroit area. They have people who commit to helping to making meals, cooking, helping with getting blankets, and different things. This is how we change the narrative. Locally, individually, getting out and doing something that is one-on-one interaction. You can change the world with kindness, with caring. And to watch this live, it gripped me to the deepest depth of my soul. I smiled, I cried, and I cheered. The individuals that were behind this when the Rico was denied went to 3 different places and finally got him a room for a week. And on that note, we'll be back after a couple of words from our sponsors.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrection, like RTR Truth Media Reloaded. My name is Lori Anderson. I am your host for this evening, along with Eric Hughes Jones, the Freedom Screamer. Chris is also going to be speaking with us tonight as well. We love having Chris on. Tom will not be on this evening, but we will be looking for him in the next couple of days or so. He's not feeling so well, so please keep him in your prayers. So I wanted to say, be that difference. And just as the gentleman who was speaking, Rick Rigsby, the wisdom of a third grade dropout, stand. Rico did not act like he held any ill will, even after that lady had done that. But the ones who were determined to make a difference, Jeremiah Chappelle, the other individual that was with him, I apologize, I do not know his name, with their group, Everybody Matters Detroit. And it's Everybody Matters on Facebook. Check them out, especially if you're in that area. Help them to be that difference. That is amazing to see. And just as Lavoie Finicum once said, it matters how you stand. It absolutely does. They were determined to not only make the difference and be the difference, they were determined to help other individuals not die from freezing to death in negative 6-degree weather in Detroit. Do you believe that what you put out will come back to you, whether it's good or bad? I do. When you put bad things out, bad comes back to you. That lady who did what she did, will she now end up facing the same fate that other individuals across the United States of America, Canada, and everywhere face because of snubbing her nose and stigmatizing someone just because they were quote unquote homeless? She doesn't serve those people. If you're a child of God, you serve. You cannot lead without first knowing how to serve. I have provided for all of the listeners a link that will be posted in the description box of the actual live feed. It's 3 hours. It is worth watching. It is worth going to their page. And if you are anywhere near the area, please join in and be that difference. Stop letting the state and the government be pushed to take on quote-unquote responsibility. Do you know it's illegal in Detroit to have your animals out in that kind of weather at night? But it's okay for human beings to be denied service. He didn't ask for free room, by the way. Let's make that very clear. It was going to be paid in full. It had nothing to do with non-payment. It had nothing to do with him being vulgar. It had nothing to do with that. It was simply because he was homeless. What does that tell you about society today? It's scary. But then, in the same token, watching that and the amazing people that joined together, shone through the nastiness and showed that there's still a lot of great individuals out there that do care. And that's what our focus should be on, those that actually do care. And they are trying to make differences within their communities. Because when we do that in our communities, there is no excuse for the federal government to try to come in and do anything. Whether that be for homelessness or security, as they like to call it, it doesn't matter. When we take care of our own communities, there is no excuse for them to come in and try to control anything. What do you think about that one, Chris and Eric?
Just a desk. It was damn lucky that guy didn't go out and freeze to death. That could be manslaughter in the witch's court.
Mm-hmm. Sure could. Sure could have. Now, I am also thankful that if you notice, when the manager found out about what was going on, the manager made it right immediately. I'm thankful for that. I am. And that's what needs to happen in more situations. But I think one of the things too, and tell me what you think about this. I think one of the things too is because a lot of the cities and the state governments have kind of stigmatized homelessness, you know, with some of the cities and stuff trying to make homelessness illegal, you know, under their codes, and have trashed different areas, not where they were bothering anybody, but just destroying their tents and stuff. Over the years, I've seen all of this targeting some of the most vulnerable among us. And I think that has to do with feeding into people having that type of mentality, don't you?
Chris?
Are
I was just dishing that off to Christy. Yeah, I was trying to include Chris in the conversation. Chris, you with us? Speak up, man.
Okay, well, we can't hear Chris right now. So, I mean, do you think that, Eric? Do you think that because of some of those laws that they've enacted, which are unconstitutional laws in the first place, but do you think that that feeds into that mentality that that lady had?
Well, sure. It's a ruthless, cold-hearted, ice-cold, totalitarian mentality that is issued through the corporate offices, usually dictated by the attorneys under threat of liabilities and lawsuits. I guarantee if you dug deep, you did a little kind of digging under and pushed aside some cobwebs and some dust and some PM, and you'd find underneath a bunch of attorneys telling corporate headquarters that homeless people are a liability and you might get sued, so you don't want to serve those, you know, those people. The N-word, you know, typical.
Right.
Oh, it's disgusting. Discriminatory to the max. Just had attempted manslaughter on the part of the woman. Good thing the manager wasn't stupid. What a public relations nightmare. What did that woman think? It wasn't going to get around and out? See, this is why phone blitzes are important. They all did a phone blitz for RICO. Good job. And that's why the mentality of putting hundreds of calls onto the corporate office, onto the local witch's court, onto the prosecuting attorney, onto the law firm that represents the corporation, called Dingus Wiener and Filthy Mind and Esquires at Law, the ones who represent, who I want to know who the lawyers are that represent that corporation. What's the name of the corporation? I want a parent corporation of whatever that was, Days Hotel or what was it called, Lori?
The name of the hotel. Well, I know that the manager said it was against corporate policy, what she did, and that's why they fired her.
Yeah,
and then
but that shows the power of public pressure, does it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was the Baymont Inn and Suites. But, you know, the manager said not only was it against corporate policy what she did, they fired her, and they're giving him a room and free breakfast for a month.
Good.
So you have to, you know, they did the right thing when they found out about it. But, and you're right, the public pressure was immense. I was watching the live feed. I was reaching out to them. I had no way to actually, I wasn't on the computer, you know, I was on my phone. And so I had no way at that specific time other than saying, hey, we need to get this in the media. I want to see if I can get you on the show. Here's my email. And so hopefully we'll have them on the show, because what they're doing is so much more important than what that lady did. It proved how much good is still going on. And these guys were so determined. It was amazing. It was wonderful to see. They were not going to quit until they found RICO a room, and they did. And that was great. And hopefully we'll have the opportunity, I don't know if we will, to meet RICO. I would love to meet RICO. That would be just great. But I'm have reached out to Jeremiah and Jeremiah Chappelle, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show. But watching that, there was such a mixture of emotions in me, you know, happiness, thankfulness, joy, the peace that comes upon you knowing that there's other people out there that really care. And to see that, because usually I don't go on Facebook, not normally, and I just so happened to come across it. And I was like, what am I watching? They've got to be looking for something, you know, because at first all you see is those two walking. with a dog. I'd never heard of the group. But it's an amazing thing they're doing. They need to be recognized for what they're doing so they can get help, especially from people in that area. That's
well,
a great
let's go back
thing.
To the root of the let's get back to the root of the homeless problem here, too. I love the one case at a time. Humanitarian concerns come before, you know, anything else. Absolutely. But we also got to figure out why people are being out in the street. And the reason mm-hmm. is mainly because private property seizures nationwide and an impossibility mm-hmm. through taxes, regulations, and restrictions on private property ownership, i.e. the BLM and the Bundys, very similar, ultimately similar situation. No private property anymore. You always got to report into the local clerk, the local vic, the local witch, the whoever. You don't own nothing. All property owned by the state since the nation was declared bankrupt and we were put up as collateral, human collateral, with the what are we called now, Lori? You remember.
Chattel.
Real Estate Investment Trust. REITs. Real Estate Investment Trust is what they're selling the bonds as for the bonded cases where prisoners are put in as real estate. And literally sold as cattle as human flesh on the open market, but instead of the actual person being sold, it's the piece of paper that represents the person. That's even worth mm-hmm. more because that can be turned into a fiduciary instrument that has almost endless value to the scammers in the financial market, led by Goldman Sachs, six of whom are in the Goldman Trump administration.
Well, that's like when I was researching that. Remember, I told you because we were following the companies and stuff, and I was like, how are they getting by with this? Because, you know, they can't
obviously
say... Because
Goldman Sachs is in charge of the White House.
Well, I'm just saying, remember when I was researching and I was like, they can't say, you know, that they're doing that. So I was trying to figure out how they were doing it, and I remember when I read it to you, they actually have it listed as real estate. Remember? And,
oh, yeah, REIT. Yep, Real Estate Investment Trust. Just look it up yourself, folks. This is how they sell us as flesh, and this is why it's so popular for the witch's court to use the attorneys to encourage the street Nazis to usher us into the court so they can bond every case that comes in and make a whole bunch of money on our stuff. Gary was in Michigan, was going through it, said the worst, it was really funny the other night when Andy asked Gary, what's the worst interaction you've ever had with someone when you interact in your 82 years? And Gary said, well, we met with a couple of attorneys last Saturday. And like the worst thing you could have met, well, the most horrifying nightmare in the world, the witch's court, and it's the attorneys that go along with it. Oh, so anyway, but yeah, it's ultimately, this is a problem, an economic problem caused by global interests. Who are still in charge of the government? Don't let anybody tell you the deep state. I mean, what you're just seeing a giant staged event, and I don't believe for. I mean, Lori, do we believe for a minute that Hillary and Soros are going to be locked up at Gitmo? I think it's scary that's opening. But we could talk about that in the next hour. But yeah, back to you, Lori.
So I wanted to give a little more good news. How about that? And I want to give a congratulations, and I know, Eric, don't bite through your tongue on this, okay? But Wells Fargo Fifth Third Bancorp unveiled minimum wage hikes after the tax bill passed. So they raised their minimum wage. So in other words, employees will now, it says, Wells Fargo said Wednesday, of course, this was a couple of weeks ago. I haven't been able to report on this because so much has been going on and we've been covering the other thing, that it is going to boost minimum wages for employees to $15 an hour. So congratulations to those employees. Also, there was another one that AT&T is going to be giving bonuses to 200,000 employees because of the tax reform, and they're going to be paying bonuses of $1,000 to more than 200,000.
The only bad news is about 15 years ago, AT&T transferred all the jobs to India, out of the Carolinas, off to India and China. So most of those quote unquote employees are foreign nationals that have nothing to do with this country. They don't tell you that. It's not your fault. Unfortunately, they don't disclose that little fine print part of the clause that says
that the employees aren't Americans. But some of them are. Yes, they are. Because
a few stragglers, the remnant.
This is of U.S. workers, Eric. Okay. It says AT&T said in a press release on Wednesday it would give more than 200,000 of its U.S. workers who are union members as a special bonus of $1,000. Company also increased its capital expenditures budget by $1 billion inside the United States. So even though I know exactly what you're talking about, this is one that actually affects people within the United States. So congratulations to those employees as well. That's some more good news coming out now. We're going to go to break, and then I've got a couple of bits of more information to give to you, and then I will be turning things over to Eric, and hang with us.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. My name is Lori Anderson. I am your host for this evening, joined with Eric Hughes Jones, the Freedom Screamer, and Chris. Tom is not with us this evening. So, Eric, I wanted to tell you that, of course, the South Carolina wanted to do a bump stock ban. So Tim Brown reported out of the Freedom Outpost, Columbia, South Carolina, sued over unlawful bump stock ban. Remember, we had Jeremy Alcide come on this show and explain the bump stock. And it was very interesting information that we learned about the bump stock. I don't think I would want one personally, but the government has no right to tell anyone that they can or cannot do something. So back in November, following the Las Vegas shooting, Columbia, South Carolina Mayor Steve Benjamin proposed a city ordinance which would ban the use of bump stocks and trigger cranks. Well, the city did it, and now they're facing a lawsuit from an attorney who claims it's a violation of the Second Amendment. Columbia attorney Mark Shani filed his lawsuit just hours after the city of Columbia approved a ban on using bump stocks and trigger cranks in a unanimous vote on Tuesday evening. Banning inanimate objects to fix societal problems have never worked and will never work, Shani said. At the end of the day, if it's going to be banned, it needs to be banned and dealt with by a legislative body that has authority to do so, and the city simply does not. While the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, or BATFE, or ATF, approved bump stocks as accessories under the Obama administration, they recently began looking into reclassifying them as, quote, machine guns, unquote, something that would defy the words of the English language. No matter how much he wants to say that a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is a machine gun, the reality is it still takes a pull of the trigger every time you fire one round. Shani points this out. Quote, the real disconnect that the city seems to have, Shani said, is the English language definition of part and or component, unquote. The lawsuit states the city attempts to use the term component rather than part as if to make a legal distinction. Shani says as a part is a component of a gun. He went on to point out that was also the conclusion of the ATF at the time they approved bump stocks, though the ATF possesses no constitutional legislative authority to determine such things. You're never going to stop a person from committing a mass killing, Shani said. And if they want to, they'll get in a car or steal a bus and run people over. The object isn't the issue. This is the issue. The people in government don't want to apply things such as justice, i.e. death penalty. However, they will implement more words that infringe on the rights of the people, all while claiming that they are doing something when they are doing nothing about violating the very document they swore an oath before God to uphold and defend. Shani won a case against the city when leaders put an ordinance in place banning guns with 250 feet of the State House in 2016, and the lawsuit is provided in that article. We will have a link in the description box below the show. Hang with us, Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, the Freedom Screamer, will be back second hour. Hang with us. He has much to discuss with you.
In the silence of my room, I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.